So the last thing we learned was on Lamed Hei Amid Beis, we're still in Perek Shmos Ha'edus, and we were discussing what appears to be a contradiction between the Mishnah and between the Braisa, which the Mishnah says Kinuyim are also suitable for making a Shvua, and the Braisa says that no, it's only derived from the din of Sota, and therefore it has to be B'Shem, Malal B'Shem, Afan B'Shem, which is Mashmah, not with Kinuyim. Leave the door open there, please. Omer Abaye Lokash. Horabi Chanina Baridi, Horabana. Titania Rabbi Chanina Baridi, Omer Hov Omra Torah Yishava, Valti Shava, Kalil, Valti Kalil. I'm just reviewing this briefly, we get back into it. So at times the Torah tells you Yishava. Shvat Hashem, Tiyah Ben Shneyam. Use a Loshim Shvat Hashem. Sometimes it tells you, don't be. Mishva like Lo Dishavu Bishmim Lesheker, and so on. Or it says, Kalel, in times when you're supposed to say a Klala like to be Yisha. Yitin Hashem Otach Le'Allah. Times it says, Lo Tekalel. It says the Isser of Kilalat Hashem, or Kilalat Vivimo, or Chavero. So just like Yishava, is B'Shem, Avlot Yishava, is B'Shem. And just like Kalel, the doctor by says B'Shem, Avlot Kalel B'Shem. So that drasha, that Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi, that indeed learns out that it's limited to Shvuas Hashem, or to the limud from the Allah, which is said by Sota, which is Yiten Hashem Otach, Ein Hachinani, is limited to B'Shem Hashem, and not to Kinuyim, just like it says in the Pasuk. However, the Rabbanan, who are the author of the Mishnah, disagree with Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi's limud. They have another limud. We're going to ask if that limud is also from Sota, they should be limited. But they have another limud, and according to that limud, Kinuyim are included. Ask the Gemara, well, what is that limud? Rabbanan, I don't get it. I mean, he gemiri gzera shava. If, in fact, they have that gzera shava that we said originally, Yiten Hashem Otach La'alav L'Shvab, and that's what we were darshaning in the Nemar Kan Alav, Nemar Halon Alav, that's a gzera shava, which we're now saying, well, that's Rebbe Chanina Bar Idi. But according to Rabbonim Amonoshach, I mean, if they do hold to that gzera shava, then they would have to be limited by it. And Niboy Shem Am Yuchad. If they don't hold to the gzera shava, how do they even know that the Shvua Tzayidut is defined by a Shvua? All it says is, V'shama Kol Allah. Where's the Shvua? In the Allah. It's Ominalu. Indeed, they do not have that Gzera Shavah. Where do they learn it from? They learn it from internally. Nafkulim in Tanya. And like it says in the Braisa, Allah. The Lashon of Allah, in Allah, ala Lashon Shvua. V'chenu Omer, V'shbi'a Koin et Aisha B'Shvua Ta Allah. It shows that the word Allah means Shvua. So what are you talking about, the word Allah means Shvua? It says over there it's a different type of Allah. It's a Shvua Ta Allah. How can you say the word Allah alone means a Shvua? Hatam Shvua Ta Allah. Sorry. Okay, come on. Allah. Ain Allah ela bishvua. It doesn't mean the lashon of Allah is bishvua. But when it says bisham'a kol Allah, it means a call with a shvua. Just like we say, v'yishbi'a kwenet aisha bishvua ta Allah. So that Allah has a shvua coupled to it. Uminayin la'asot shvua she'ein ima Allah. Shvua she'yesh ima Allah. And maybe that, in fact, would mean that there has to be an Allah associated with it. And the guy says to the Adam, look, you know, you come and be made for me, or may God curse you if you don't come. And the maid makes that the Shvua. So maybe, I mean, if we're going to really learn it out from Shvua to Allah, how do we know that the two don't go hand in hand? So where does it say that a Shvua without an Allah is also a fiyah? Well, look, it says in the Pasuk, V'shama kol Allah. That call is absolutely unnecessary. Because all it would have to say is V'shama Allah. So all that it means is indeed the Shvua to Allah, like we see by Sota. So since it says V'shama kol Allah, we have to view that as two possibilities. V'shama Allah. V'shama kol, either way. So that's the kol would be the shvua element of the Allah without the Allah. Rabbi Avu, minayin la'Allah shli shi shvua. Forget about Sota. You could see that the Torah uses the word Allah as a synonym for shvua. Because when Yechezkel describes Tzidkiyahu's relationship with Nebuchadnezzar, so he says that Nebuchadnezzar brought him vayave oto ba'Allah. He brought him into swearing the Allah is what it says. But clearly, that is swearing because we find that in the downfall of Tzidkiyahu, when the Torah defines what it was that Tzidkiyahu did wrong. So it says there in the Ve'ayamim, V'gam ba'melech Nebuchadnezzar, Marad asher hishbi'o be'Elohim. Now where in the world did Nebuchadnezzar be mashbi'ayim? All it says, V'yaveh oto ba'Allah. Well, apparently that Allah is the equivalent of Shvat Elohim, Tana.
Arur.
The Lashon of Arur has in it, depending obviously on the context and how it's being used, it has an inyan of nidui in it. So let's see, a chacham would say to someone arur, it would mean that he's putting him into nidui. It has an inner lashon klala. So if somebody says to a person, arur zeh b'Hashem, so he would be over on the yisur of being mekalel. And it also has a sense of shvuah, so that if you use a lashon of Allah, it can also be a shvuah be'arur. Nidui, we find that it has a lashon of nidui, bo nidui, lechiv, oru maroz, amar malach Hashem, oru, orur yoshveha. So what they were doing over there, omarula barba miyashipur, shamte barak lemaroz, that there were 400, this is a lashon of nidui, that you shofarot, to put people into cherem, for those that didn't come to the milchama, which was a cherem at HaKahol, that they have to come to fight Sisra. So they were put into cherem. We find a lashon of cherem is a rule. Klala, bo klala, dektiv ve'ela yamdu ala klala. And what is the klala? Follows afterwards. It says, arur ha'ish asher ya'atepes. There's no other klala. So clearly, arur is a lashon of klala. And therefore, somebody uses it to be makalo, he would be over. It has a lashon of shua, bo shua, dektiv, because we find that Yoshua uses a lashon that says, Vayashba Yoshua, Ba'etahi Leimor, Orur Ha'ish Lifnei Hashem Ashiyakum Uvanati Irazot, in reference to Yericho. This is Vayashba. And what was the Shvuah? Orur? Well, how do you know? I mean, maybe he means that he made them take a Shvuah and gave them a Kuala. Maybe it's two separate things. Dilmatarti Abadu, maybe Ashbeinu. They all had to be Makabal, not to build Yericho again. And he also cursed anyone who would build Yericho. But I mean, who's to say that the Lashon of the Arur Ha'ish is the Shvuah that Yoshua was Mashmiyeh everybody? That's a good thing. Okay, so how about this? Let me offer. Here we have the famous story of where the Shoal was chasing, and they wanted to keep going, and Ish Yisrael Nigash B'Yomahu V'Yol Sha'ul Ata'am Le'mor Arur Ha'ish Asher Yochal. So he makes everybody swear, but doesn't say swear. I mean, V'Yol is a Lashon Shvuah in the end, we find out. But he creates a klola on anybody who eats today, and instead they should continue fighting the enemies. And he says, until V'Nikamti Mi'oivai, and after V'Nikamti Mi'oivai, then we can eat. So it's a below ta'am klola amlok. The posse continues. And then, of course, we had the story about Yonatan, that Yonatan hadn't been there because he had gone up to attack on his own with his mark. And when he got back, he had no idea, and so he ate. It says, V'Yonatan lo shama v'hashbia aviv ata'am. Now, we never find that Shaul was mashbia other than saying Arur Ha'ish. So apparently the Arur Ha'ish was an act of Shua. Well, I mean, you say the same thing. There are two so different than Yoshua. You could say that there was a Shua, which is hinted at in Vayol Shaul. And then there's a separate thing that he did. He said Arur Ha'ish, which he gave a call of the Lightinum. Ah, but Mi'chtiv V'Arur doesn't say V'Arur Ha'ish. It doesn't say Vayol Shaul at the Am Lemor V'Arur Ha'ish. It's the Arur Ha'ish is the Shvua that he took. Well, Hashtag Yitalahati, now that you're ready to rely on that, you can say the same thing about the case of Yoshua. You don't have to come on to the case of Shaul. Hatamnami Loktiv the Arur, where it says Vayashba Yoshua Baita Yilemor. He says Arur Ha'ish. So what was the Lemor? Arur Ha'ish. Not Lemor whatever plus the Arur Ha'ish. So you see from Yoshua also that Arur is the Lashon of Shvua. Amen also is defined contextually, and it depends how you use it. Amen can be a shvuah, that's a response, as we've seen in the Mishnah, to somebody who's been mashbiah you. Amen can be kabbalat dvarim, let's say you're in negotiations and somebody says a condition and you say amen. That's like agreeing, it's an act of agreement, it's kabbalat dvarim. It's also ha'amanat dvarim, in that somebody who says a tefillah or a bracha and you want to say it should be mekuyam like that. So you say amen. So it says it halavai. We wish it would be so. So all of those, we see this in the way it's used in the Torah. Bo shvuah, tichtiv amra isha amen amen. The only way that the woman is mekabel over here, the shvuah, is by saying amen. Because, you see, it has to be that that's the Kabbalah shvuah, as Rashi points out. Because even though we have a an idea which we've seen by Shuas Edis and by Shuas Afikot, and a mushba mipia kerim. You could say, so maybe the Isha, even if she wouldn't say Amen, it's not that that's what's making the Shuah. The Shuah is the fact that the Kohen, Mishwa Da'Allah, just like it is by the Shuah and Bezdin that we had by Shuas Edut. Rashi says it can't be, because there needs to be a response. In other words, by Shuas Edis and Shuas Afikotan, when we have a mushba mipia kerim, it's always Mashbia ani alachim tavo v'tiduni, right? And then they have to say, no, eno yodim l'chaydu. Or, Mashbia ani alachim shetachzir liyat ha-pikadon sheesh li-biyatcha. Ein lono biyatcha klum. So that idea is a response in context, and therefore Yeshua defined the context, which my words now are being said as a Shvua. But I don't say anything. I mean, you can't stop. Say on me, I am Mashbiya you. There's no such concept. So it must be that the Kabbalah of the Sota, of the Shvua, is the Amen. And therefore we can see from here that indeed Amen, even if it's in a case where you don't have the din of Mushba Mipia Cherim, such as by Shvua's Bitwit, that nonetheless you can have Amen, or according to we had before the Shitas that say there's no Shvua Shalobith Nei Bezdin. Fine, so Rabbi Meir would agree, but if you say Amen, that's Kimatzi Shvua Mipid, as Shmuel pointed out earlier. And that's basically, from here we know that. Furthermore, we see that Amen is a lashon of Kabbalat Dvarim. Tekhtiv Arur Asher Lo Yakim Et Divrei Torah Hazot La'asot Otam V'Amar Kol Ha'am Amen. So we're makabel that Dvarim. And it's Ha'amanat Dvarim. Tekhtiv Vayomer Yirmiyo Hanavi. And here he's speaking, here Hananiah was saying all kinds of phony Nevi'ahs that Hashem is going to come and wipe out the Kasi and the Yerushalayim will be free and everything will be great. And Yirmiyo, of course, has been going around Jeremiah and then he said everything the opposite. So when he hears what Hananiah has to say, he says, Amen! Very, very nice. It would be very nice if so it would be. Kenya Hashem. Yakim Hashem et Barak. I only wish that God would actually, believe me, I'm not interested in the horrible things that I've been saying are going to happen. It's just that, so you see that, the Lashon HaMamein means, I wish it would be so. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Lav Shavuah. Stressing no. We'll see what this means, saying it two times, one after the other. Is a Lashon of Shavuah. Hein is a Lashon of Shavuah. Now, Lashon of Lav is a Shavuah. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'lo yiyeh od ha-mayim la-mabu. That's all. We never find that he swears there's not going to be a mabu. He just says there won't be a mabu. And yet, we find that he always refers to that as a shvua, because later he says, Ki mei noach zotli, asher nishvati me'avor mei noach. Where was the nishvati me'avor mei noach? It's got to be that statement. So apparently, just saying, It will not be so. There's a commitment. But where does he hate as a shvua? That's as far. If lav is a shvua, then hate is a shvua. I mean, what you're saying is that a word of commitment is a shvua. Omar Rava, of course, this is only if it's repeated. Who the Omar lav trezimne? Who the Omar hine trezimne? I mean, the thing what we had by the marble was a repetition. And if we find lav needs to be trezimne, hine also needs to be. Crazy. And of course, this is only where your intent is to say it as a shvua. So it's said with that firm commitment, making a firm commitment by repeating yourself, not in response to what somebody says, obviously, it's not a repetition, but you simply repeat something unnecessarily, is a getter of shvua. As Tosfos points out, it doesn't mean it's literally a shvua that you'd be chayav on and so on. But ksat yesh onesh bedavar. It means a person has to be very careful. Actually, the Mesilas Yesharim brings this as an example of elements that people think they know all, that they're very careful, it's only an idiot would make a shvua. But people don't realize that they're in yonim that are, you know, elements of shvua that you have to be careful. But it brings this Gemara, like hein, hein, lav, lav. No, it's the statement of, it will not. It will be. Right? Yeah. Again, to what? It depends. If it, we said a minute ago that Amen is Kabbalah Shvua. Somebody says Amen to a Shvua, it's an Amen to Shvua. What do you mean? Somebody says Amen, Amen, I won't do something? Where is Amen, Amen? You're not telling me the context. In all of these cases, the context is what defines it.
Yeah, if someone's asking you to go somewhere, you say, I'll go. This is the same as chen chen, or is it specifically the...
No, I think it's specifically the commitment. It's not time repetition. But,
so that seems like a commitment, no? It's not using those particular words. It seems like this would...
Maybe. It could be the same
thing. It's the expression of
the quality. Yeah, I'm sure it is. The whole thing is only, it's a chumra being shemes v'varecha. And we find for Talmud Chacham, she'ahem shalchahem. Hain tzedek, yeah, hain tzedek, vidashim hain tzedek. You don't need hain. One hain, I mean, it depends on the darga of your, you know, of your ne'amonis and your commitment and so on. Again, because we're not talking about over here seriously, a serious lashon shrua. The Gemara sometimes switches over to inyanim of chassidus and mitzvah mishur sabin, and it's just like a getter of, you better watch what you say when you say it with commitment. Am bekalel bekulam chayav, divrei Rabbi Meir, bechachamim potri. Turn it up on it. Ish ish ki yekalel elohav menasakato. Now, ma talmud omar, why does it have to say that pasuk at all? I mean, the pasuk continues on to say, v'nokev shem Hashem, mot yumot. Why don't we just put that together? We could say, ish ish ki yekov shem Hashem, menasakato v'yamot. Instead, we repeat it. So we say first, ish ish ki yekalel elohav, and then we go on to say, but no cave shame Hashem mot yumat, as if they're two different things. Now, Lord Farnamar, no cave shame Hashem mot yumat. Ah, that's the point. Notice the difference. Ish ish ki kalil elohav, it doesn't say anything about nikivat shame Hashem. And no cave shame Hashem is a separate issue. So therefore, it's good for to teach me. Yokol lo yeh chayav ala al shem ha miyuchad bilvat. Minayin l'rabot et hakinuyim. Talmud lomar, ish ish ki kalil elohav mikol makom. So Kiyakalel is without mentioning any type of shame. And that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that any kinui at all is included in the Isra of Kilalat Hashem. Bechakomim omrim, there's a difference between them. The Chiyav no Keb Shem Hashem, which is the Chiyav Misa, as the whole story of the Makalel in the Torah, it's only Al Shem Am Yuchad that is the Misa. There is a difference, Azhora, in which the Kalalat says Elohim lo tikalel. So Elohim lo tikalel is a double meaning, not to be makalel the dying, not to be makalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in ways that are not considered to be no kev shem Hashem. So that would be a lav, but it doesn't mean that there's a few mitzvah on those things. Remember that the no kvod shem we use in the Tosas, actually is bothered by this as a question, because we darsh the no kev Hashem, in that you have to be mavarat Hashem ba Hashem. If anyone would say no kev shem Hashem, then we wouldn't know both directions. That's problematic anyway. How anybody could darshan from it, because it isn't really extra. Okay, that was our sugi bagus on Andrew. Ha mekalel aviv imo. So the, here too we have a machloket. One of them has b'shem am yuchadana. So man chachamim Rabbi Menachem bar Yossi. The tiny Rabbi Menachem bar Yossi omer. And it says b'nokvo shem yumat. Not a lomar shem. That is what? What is the point over there when you say it's continued? It's extra the v'nokvo shem. It said we had v'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat. So when you say v'nokvo shem yumat, I mean you said that. So this additional v'nokvo shem comes to teach me imenu inyan for mekalel Hashem. Then use it for limed amekalel avivimo. That there are two inochayev achikalel em b'shem. So the chachomim over here that argue, and they say that there's even a limitation that it's only Shem Hashem and not Kinuyim for Kiyul Ava'im, is clearly the Sheet of Rabban Achim Regeisim. HaMekalel Atzmo V'Chaviro Om Revi'ani V'Divriyakol. This already is not dependent in the Machlokas, because nobody holds that the extra Posek of No Kev Shem is to tell me that a Mekalel Atzmo V'Chaviro is it's only this whole limit of a Menachem Bar Yotzi was limited to Mekalel Aviv, because since Mekalel Aviv is also the Skila, so it has the same Chumrah as the Kilat Hashem. So therefore, we say Imeno Inyan, but we certainly wouldn't say Imeno Inyan le Kilat Hashem Tneu Inyan the Kol Klala. Why should we say that? Because it's Tneu Inyan to a Klala that has the Chumrah of Kilat Hashem, which is the Skila, as if to say there's no Klala to Chayat Skila without using the Shem Hashem and not using Kinuyim. So this part is kikulei alma, is that there's no hakpara on the shame itself, the iser of cursing yourself or cursing a friend. Now, cursing yourself really comes from Raki Shamer Lachal Shmo Nafshecha Ma'od. So you have to be careful in things that you say or do that might hurt you. And it could revolve in Rabbi Eloi. Don't come up Shamer Hishamer Pen Va'alei Noel Lotas. I say Hishamer Lacha. It means you'll be over a lot of your Nadi Shamer Lacha. The Chaviro, it says Lotakar El Keresh. And we learn that from there. It means anybody. I mean, Lamaise, the Gemara ends up learning it out from a Mamatino by Cheresh and Avi, if you recall. But okay, I mean, as Tosis points out, the Gemara here is not interested in going through the whole thing. And essentially, we start from Lotekaleo Cheresh. Now, the Mishnah then goes and talks about the quoting from the Pasuk, Yakecha Hashem, or is it Bechein Yakecha Hashem? Somebody's laying the Pasuk in the Torah and he talks about it. That's what should happen to you if you don't give me aid. So it happens that Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, and he was saying this Mishnah. So the Kama Hamasizikit Itznan, he said the Mishnah as the Mishnah is written. Omar Leis, Rav Yehuda was upset with him. He said, Kanei, if you're saying this Mishnah in front of me, then don't say it like that. It sounds like you're cursing me. You should say Yakeem or something. Yakeem. It should be as if you're referring to somebody else, not to me. So that's why. By the way, I mean, and we'll see, let me finish the second thing here. Yotiv Rav Kahana, so, Yotiv Rabbanik by Rav Kahana, years later, when Rav Kahana himself was the Rosh, there was a Talmud that was sitting in front of Rav Kahana, and that Talmud was saying over the Pasuk in Tehillim, which is a reference to it, which is David's curse, basically, Avdoig Adomi. So it says over there, Gam El Yitatzcha Lanetzach, Yachtecha V'yisachacha Mi'oel, that's pretty vicious call. So Rav Kahana says, don't say it like that, and it sounds like you're saying it about me. Kane, you should be Merkana, and you should say, well, you know what David said about Doeg, that Yitatsehu, not yet Yitatsecha. Tati Lamali, well, so why do I need both of these stories? I mean, what, just to show me that Rav Kahana grew up and did the same thing? I mean, no, because Marite Manami Lamasnisin. You're learning Torah Shabbat, I understand, so you could switch the language. I mean, it's just out of politeness. But if you're saying over a Pasuk, Navokroi, Ema Lo Machminan, and they would say, look, I'm not saying the Pasuk. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Kamash Malon, if you're saying a Pasuk in such a way that's Vashman, if you're saying it to a person, then even that, you should make it clear, is not really a reference to him. That's why there's a few things that we do because of this. One of them is, of course, the Shalom Aleichem by Kiddush Levana, right, where we finish saying the psukim of Klolos against the, right, so we say Shalom, I don't mean you, because I'm saying it to the people around me. Or we have the many minhagim about the Aliyah to the Tochacha. So again, people don't want to be all over the Tochacha because it sounds like the Balkari is talking to them. But it's supposed to do. And then Dr. Balkari himself is the one that's told that there shouldn't be anybody else that he's talking to before. But this is the basis of that idea.
The Mishnah in Megillah, which says you
want to talk
again.
Yeah, but that's for other issues, not so much. I shouldn't. It's because they'll be so depressed. But it's not that we're afraid that it's going to fall on us. So the last thing that we had was the question of whether we could say the inverse. Al Yakecha Hashem, or Yivarech Hashem, or Yekivcha Lecha, if you're made, from which we come to understand, but if you're not made, you know what's going to happen. And there Rabbi Meir was Mechayim, and the Chachamim of Potrim. Now what's really strange is that when it comes to the dinim of Tanai, it's Gufa Rabbi Meir, who is the one that learns out from Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, that we don't say that a condition is understandable in the inverse. Because you'll notice that when the condition is made with Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, that they're going to go in and they're going to fight, and then they will have a right to take the land in Eivrei Yarden, the whole thing is repeated. So if they go and they do it, then they will be no hell in the Eretz and Eivrei Yarden. Vim lo yavru, but if they won't go, so then they'll be Yerush with you in the rest of Eretz. So they won't get this chel. They'll just take with the Goral like everybody else. And Rabbi Meir learns from there that the repetition means we would not have applied a condition that was stated only in one direction and make the implications binding. So since I said only if, that means only if, but otherwise it will be the opposite. No, you have to speak out both parts of the condition. So that means that Rabbi Meir is dafka, the one that when it comes to condition, is machmir, that the condition has to be spoken out in both ways. So how could he possibly say over here when a person says, God should bless you if you're made for me, that condition implies, but if you're not made for me, you should drop dead. That doesn't follow according to Rabbi Meir. He should be the last one who should hold that. He's the one who bedapka learns when I go to Bnei Ruvain. So says the Gemara, Epoch, that is a horrific problem. No way out of it. We'll have to switch the Shita in the Mishnah. Mostly we got confused because of the previous two Bavas, in which Rabbi Meir was the one that was saying that you would be Yerchayim. And, okay, so it must be we got mixed up. He also Rabbi Yitzchak. When Rabbi Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael, he also said over the Mishnah, get it done the way we had it originally. And Rabbi Yosef says, you know, I'm getting very suspicious. I mean, Ashta da nanta anach. Chiyos Rabbi Yitzchak da niachi. Shmami na dafka tnan. It seems that the Girsa we have is correct. So what do we do? Hakasha. Well, you know what? What we could say is that ki letle bimamona avo biisura itle. The only time, perhaps, that Rabbi Meir learns out from Negadu Neimu Uvein is where you're dealing with financial matters. A financial matter, indeed, would be limited the same way the Negadu Neimu Uvein tonight was limited. I can't come and say that since you made a condition that, well, obviously, if the condition isn't fulfilled, it means the opposite. So if I want something to be binding in a contract, I'd have to do it in both directions. Abu B. Surah, where you're coming to talk about Isser, Shvua. I mean, Shvua is Klola. These are things that have nothing to do with Mominus. So we don't learn it out from the Negot of Rav Ravain. What about Sota? Sota is Isser. And by Sota, the Gemara thinks they have a fatal question on Rabbi Meir, because the Kohen never says to her that, well, if you were Mizana, you're finished. All he says to her is imlo satit inakim imayim amorim ha'elav. If you didn't do it, so then you should be clean. So they asked on Rabbi Meir, so where's the opposite? According to you, you have to say the opposite. What we should have said is, no, this is it. You don't say the opposite. It was only by moment that you have to say both sides because of B'nai God of B'nai Reuven. Now you're claiming, and there the Gemara came up with a whole answer for Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Tamchum Bar Chavinoi, that Hinaki without a Yud is what is written, and therefore it can be read as Hanaki. Hinaki, you should indeed drop dead if it was the other way. So in other words, we continue on with the Pasuk. Va'at ki satit, chenat ki at ki satit. You should choke if you had been, in fact, mizana. So, I mean, why did we do that? Apparently, halav haki. But wouldn't it be for that? Michla lavata shumea hein, lo amrina. We would not have said michla lavata shumea hein for the sota, even though the sota is referring to Isser. Oh, forget it. We have to say Epoch. Okay, so I don't know what to do about the fact that even in Eretz Yisrael they had them. But this, obviously the Nusach is wrong. Put it back the way we said originally. Put it back. Change Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And indeed, Afilu Yisura Lesley, I mean, apparently, the B'nai God of B'nai Reuven define the nature of Tanai, whether it's an Isra moment. Maske Flo Ravina, that's absurd. What do you mean the Yisura Lesley? Do you realize, I mean, we take for granted, did anybody ever argue with the Mishnah about Shetuya Yayin of Ruei Rosh, that they're Chayav Misa? I mean, how do we know that they're Chayav Misa? Only because it says in the Torah that Yayin V'Shechar Al Teish V'Lo Tamutu. Don't drink the Yayin V'Shechar, and that way you won't die. So, therefore, Mashma, if you do drink Yayin V'Shechar and come into the Beit HaMikdash, then you will die. But according to Rabbi Meir, I mean, the Torah is bound by the Tanaim of B'nai God of B'nai Reuven. So you don't say Mikra Alav Atat Shomayayim. So then how would he say that the Mishnah, how would he agree, nobody argues in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that says it's non, we said Eilu Shebimita Shtuya Yayinu Furei Rosh? You're going to tell me, how can I mean to let Leilu Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that? That's the Mishnah, nobody argues on that Mishnah. So obviously, Rabbi Meir does hold that you don't need to be machpil the time when it comes to Isser. He only holds it in terms of moment. All right, so then we're stuck. Wait a minute. So then what about the Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chavinoi by Sota? What do you do about that? Ah, but the point is, I'll say like this. Leolam Tepo. I'll show you that we're going to have to be machpil anyway. However, what we said was wrong. We said afilu bisura lesley. That's wrong. Bisura actually itlay. But kiletle b'mamona. Bisura itlay. Now you asked about sota. Shiny sota. Sota is different because the sota is heavily involved in monetary issues also. So there it's an isura di itlay mamonahu. Since it's involved in monetary issues, we have to, in fact, look, according to Rabbi Meir, for the other side of the tonight. So the hinaki has to be also chanak chinaki. You should choke. But if not for that, it wouldn't have been a problem. since the Shavuos in our Mishnah, we've been assuming all along our Shavuos a Momon. I mean, that was the whole idea. Is that the, so then they shouldn't be any different than Sota. So we'd have a problem then if the Shavuot to Allah, according to Rabbi Meir, would be Michla Lava Tashomehahein. Therefore, we have no choice but still to be Mahapik our Mishnah, because it no longer helps to say it's Dafka by Momon and not by Yisra. That would get us into a tremendous pickle. And so Mamela, it's best to say, there's also other complications, because if in fact we do say it, and then we would be saying that what? That it's, according to Rabbi Meir, Michla Lav Ata Shomehahein, and then why would the Rabbanan say your Potter? Because they hold Michla Lav Ata Lo Shomehahein, even in this case. So then what would we do about the problem of Purei Rosh Hashanah? The Rabbanan don't own the Purei Rosh Hashanah. So there'd be no way to work it out. Therefore, we're forced to say that indeed Rabbi Meir is the one that would say over here that we don't say in this case, because it involves Moma, and therefore the Shavua is the same Shavua we've been talking about all along, a Shavua that you know, Edis, that would be no gay Moma for me, and therefore I'm making this in terms of the Moma, and that's Hadron Allah Shavua Ta'idut. My gosh, you see what a whole Shabbos rest does for a man's voice? That was beautiful. Shvuat ha-pikadon. Noheged ba-anashim uv-nashim. And here we go now, once again, the same thing we did for Shvuat Bitui, same thing we did for Shvuat Shav, same thing we did for Shvuat Ha-Edut. We go through all of the elements, whether they're specifically nogea, the case, such as anashim or nashim, and there's no reason why it was thought otherwise, but since by Shvuat Edus, as we saw already, it isn't that way. So just like we did for Bitui and Shav, we do for Pekidon. It's not Heged Banashim Uvanashim. It's Brachokim Uvikrovim. Doesn't matter if they're relatives. It doesn't matter if they're Koshele Edut. Doesn't matter if they're Pasura Edut. It doesn't matter whether the Shvua was said Bifnei Beitin, Rishalo Bifnei Beitin. Of course, that's only if it's Bipi Atzmo. Mipi Atzmo including saying Amen, though, according to Rabbi Meir. Now, Mipi Acherim, if you're going to be Machayev someone for not giving back a pikadon when someone else makes the shvuah, and he only refuses to give it back, so I don't know what you're talking about. Then you would only be chayav if you're kofer and bezdin, divrei Rabbi Meir. Now, we saw earlier the reason for that. The reason for it is that we learned it out of Shvuat Ha'Edut, and that Rabbi Meir must hold don mina u'mina. Not just by Shvuat Ha'Edut, it would have to be in front of Beit Din. So here too, it has to be in front of Beit Din. The chachamim will hold don mina v'uki ba'atra. So they learn it out from Shvuat Ha'Edut. What's the difference between Atzmo or Mipi Acherim? But since there's no din of something that requires a Bezdin when it comes to Shvuat HaPikadon, so therefore, same way that the Mipi Atzmo doesn't have to be in front of a Bezdin, so too does the Mipi Acherim not have to be in front of a Bezdin. And we, Uki Ba'atra, we put each thing into the context of where it's being learned applied. So therefore, what's the difference, say the Chachamim? Abein Bipi Atzmo, Mipi Acherim, Kimet Shekafar, Bo Chayav, it doesn't matter whether it's in front of Bezdin or not. B'chayav Avzdon HaShvua V'ashigigata Im Zdon HaPikadon. You'd be Chayav doing it, but maybe, of course, this is the whole discussion we had before about Rabbi Shimon Shita. Even though you knew you were lying and you knew you were Chayav for making a Shvuas, or even if you didn't know you'd be chayav a carbon for making a shvuah sheker on a pikadon, but ino chayav ashigata grigata, you wouldn't be chayav if you had made an honest mistake and you thought that you didn't have anything that you owed the guy. He never lent you money or he never gave you any money to keep. In that case, you would be potter. And what are you chayav? Not a carbon all of a yore, of course. Ma chayav azadona, hasham, and it's an hasham that we learn out from mi'ila, has to have a minimum value of a kesef shkalim, so it has to be worth 2 slaim. Shvuat ha-pikadon keitzat, and how does the shvuat ha-pikadon work? Amar lo ten mi pikdoni sheyesh lo biyadecha. And the guy says shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi, or for that matter, if he just says stam, this is a shvuah, he says ein lecha biyadi, and the other guy says what? Mashbiacha ani. V'yamar amen, arei ze chayav. Hishbia alav 5 pa'amim. Now here, even in front of Bezdin, 5 times the guy makes him swear, and each time he's kofer. Now you know that in the case of Shavuos Ha'Edus, if he did this, he'd only be chayav once, because having once said, I know no testimony for you, he can no longer come back and say, no, I do no testimony for you. But here, you would be chayav on all of them. Omer Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, and why is this different than the case of Shuat Aidut? Matam, obviously, the fact that a guy said, I don't owe you something in front of a court, doesn't prevent him from turning around 2 seconds later and saying, no, I do owe you something, and that point is chayav. So each time that he re-denies it, since he could have accepted it, and instead he swears again, it's chayav on Yeshua. Or Yuchamishat of Imot, I say, have five separate people who all together lent him something, lent him money, or gave him a pikadon. So they say, Tein lanu pikadon, sheesh lanu biyadecha. And he says, Shvua she'in lachem biyadi, hinu chayav alacha. Then, since he only takes one shvua to them as a group, he would be chayav only one. But if he says, Shvua she'in lacha biyadi, velo lacha, velo lacha, he says, each one of you, he says, then he would be chayav kol achat ve'achat. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he wouldn't be, because he only said shvu'ah on the aggregate statement. Shvu'ah, make a shvu'ah, she'in lecha, v'lecha, v'lecha, essentially. And even though he repeated each time, she'in lecha b'yadi, she'in lecha b'yadi, he didn't repeat the lashon shvu'ah, and therefore lashon shvu'ah is one in aggregate. If, on the other hand, he said, in lecha b'yadi, v'lecha b'yadi, v'lecha b'yadi, b'shvu'ah, I say all of the above, with a shvua, then we would understand that that word bishvua was a reference to each element of the statement. Rabbi Shimon says even that wouldn't help. The only way it would be considered to be different than a shvua in aggregate, if he says the word shvua to each one, he says, shvua shein lecha b'yadi, shvua shein lecha b'yadi, shvua shein, then we understand that each one is a separate shvua, and b'chayav on each one. Now, again, we have the same thing here as we had by shvat ha'idut, tenli pikadon, tzumet yad, gezel aveda. So the guy mentioned separately, I gave you a pikadon. I gave you a loan. You had something you stole. You found something of mine and you didn't return it. And the guy responds by saying, I don't have anything yours. But if he responds to each one individually, pikadon, sumat yad, gezel, aveda, then he would be chayav kol achat ve'achat. And this is another one of the limudim that we learned from achatz. Anyway, so you could be chayav on each one of the entire statement of Yeshua. And, just like we had Legabe the Din of Shuasa Edos, the single Tvi'ah on multiple items, here too by Shuasa Pikadon, we have the same thing. So the guy says, I gave you Chitim Sa'orim V'Kusmim to hold for me. Give me, Tein Li'ah Chitim Sa'orim V'Kusmim Sheshem Yadecha. If he says, I don't have anything of yours, Ein Chayav Alachat. But if he says, Shvua She'ein Lecha B'Yadi Chitim Sa'orim V'Kusmim, Kusmin, Chayava, Kol Achat V'Achat. Rabbi Meir says, even if he doesn't say Chitim, Sarim, Kusmin, even if he says Chita, Sa'orah, Kusemet, he's Chayava, Kol Achat V'Achat. Which, if Chita, Sa'orah, Kusemet would mean literally what it says, a Chita, a Sa'orah, a Kusemet, it would be less than a Shavar Pruta. And you're not Nishban less than a Shavar Pruta. But Rabbi Meir interprets, as we'll see in the Gemara, Chita as the mean, the species, not. So, like we say in English, wheat. So I don't have any wheat, but it doesn't mean a kernel of wheat. So here too, chita, it also, according to Rabbi Meir, means, you know, the species of chita, the species of ora, species of kusemet, and therefore it would be chayef too, on everyone. Anasta or patita et piti. Uomer ma pita. Lo anasti, lo pitit. Mashbiachani, veomar amen. Chayam. Rabbi Shimon says, no, why would it be chayav? In the same way that Shavuos Eidos has to be effective, I mean, Shavuos HaPikadon has to be effective. If the guy would have said, yep, you're right, it was a pleasure, he wouldn't have to pay, because he would be more than a knas, right? So says Rabbi Shimon, poter she'in o mishalim knas api atzmo. Omer lo, well, apa bishan mishalim knas api atzmo, mishalim boshet tupgam api atzmo. So therefore, on that part of the chayav, on the boshet tupgam part of the chayav, he would have to be chayav on Yeshua Seiris. Well, how about if he says, ganafta et shori, v'u'omer lo ganaft, mashbiachani, v'amar amin, chayav. Because if he was going to the shore, then ein akinami, perhaps he wouldn't have to pay for the queso, because he was moda, had he been moda, but he certainly wouldn't have had to pay the karen. And so again, there are elements here that if he's kofar, he's saving money on, and therefore he's being kofar b'pikadon. But if he says, now wait a minute, I did steal your shor, yes. Avolo tavachti velo macharti. I never shechted your shor. I never sold your shor, which of course would be machayev him arba chamisha, arba in this case. And he says, in that case, it turns out, to mashbiachani v'amar amin, In that case, the din is that he already agreed that he was going to have to sit there carrying his pain. So now we're only arguing about the knas. So about the knas, he's potter, because had he been moda, but the knas, he would have been potter. So if he's kofer in it, we don't do risk for your bipikadon. Hemit shorcha et shori. Your shor killed my shor. And he says, never happened. Mash biyachav ani amar. Fine, it's chai. But if he says, hemit shorcha et avdi, vuhu omer lo hemit. Mash biyachav ani amin patur, because the din is the Torah. Give a special halacha when it comes to the death of an eved to a shor, that there's no chiyuv of payment, but there's a special din of shloshim shel eved, which is a knas. So if the person would have been mowed over there, then his shor killed an eved, he would have been fought of shloshim shel eved, and therefore his kvira is not the thing that's saving him the money, not the thing that's taking the money from the other guy, and therefore he's potter in this case. Amar lo chavalta bi ve'asita bi chabura. V'amar ma lo chavalti lo asiti v'chabura. Mashbiachani v'amein amein chayav. But if the same situation occurred with his servant, his slave rather, so his eved says to him, he palta et shini, or simeta et eni, you knocked out a tooth of mine, you blinded my eye, in which case he would lose his eved, which is not a chiyav mamon, it's also a chiyav knas. Because and whatever you don't pay, it's not mamon amishtalim mirosh, it's not birosh, it's not money that you're paying for a specific thing. So there, if he says, Loitalti velosimeti, mashbiacha ani, v'amar amen, he would be patur. The klal brings that klal, in any case where he would be mishalim al piyatzmo if he admitted it, then if he doesn't admit it, and he swears against it, then he would be chayat. But if he wouldn't have been mishalim al piyatzmo if he admitted it, sheino mishalim al piyatzmo, then if he swears otherwise, he is patur.
In that last one, with the slave, the thing that was the pikadon was the slave himself. Yet he would have to go free. If
right.
He, so the slave is that.
That's right. The pikadon is talking himself. Right. Very good.